AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. They talked by phone last night, and later today at the White House, President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy about raising the nation's debt limit to avoid a default. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says June 1st is the hard date on default. The AP's Rita Foley reports this would not be just felt in the U.S.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says no corner of the global economy will be spared if the U.S. government defaults and the crisis isn't resolved fast. Moody's says even if the debt limit were breached for no more than a week, the U.S. economy would fall so much so fast as to wipe out roughly 1.5 million jobs.
Stocks are fluctuating. Investors are waiting to hear about the debt talks. Not guilty pleas were entered on behalf of Brian Koberger, the man accused in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has entered the race for president. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Let's go!
The Senate's only black Republican says the party and nation have to choose.
Victimhood or victory?
Victory!
Grievance or greatness?
Greatness!
I choose freedom and hope and opportunity.
Scott says the GOP needs a candidate who can energize more than just its base and offer more than just political combat, essentially calling out the two men dominating the early primary field, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, who welcomed Scott to the field in an online post. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it won't get involved in a dispute over a California animal cruelty law that bans foie gras from being sold in the state, leaving in place a lower court ruling dismissing the case. Foie gras is made from the enlarged livers of force-fed ducks and geese. This is AP News. Atomic bomb survivors spoke during the G7 summit in Hiroshima, Japan.
Two elderly men who were babies when the bomb hit and a woman who was born soon after explain the complicated feelings of watching leaders of current nuclear weapons powers visiting the city first hit by an atomic attack. Survivor Kunihiko Sakuma, who's director of the Hiroshima Prefectural Confederation, says he has no idea if the leaders fully understood what we are saying, but when they go home, I think they should openly explain to their people what survivors have gone through. And Satoshi Tanaka, also an atomic bomb survivor, and now Secretary General of a liaison conference group, adds, as the leaders were visiting the Peace Park, you know, it was raining, and I was wondering why it was raining. And I really think it was the hibakusha and those who perished in the atomic bombing crying. The trio spoke of their hopes for the abolition of nuclear weapons. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.